All right. Where's that feedback coming from?
I don't know. I don't hear feedback.
I got a wicked loop happening to me.
Oh, the feedback. The feedback. I don't know. I don't hear feedback.
I got a wicked loop happening to me.
Oh, I can hear it now. I don't hear feedback.
I got a wicked loop happening to me.
That is insane.
Oh, I can hear it now. This is cray cray. I don't hear feedback.
I got a wicked loop happening to me. That is insane. That's still going.
This is great. It's like a remix. Well, Max dropped off there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly what to call what just happened there, but you have tuned into the Hot Pod, episode 45, Late Night Labor Day Spectacular, as they say in France. And I am your host, Superbad Santana Starks, and my co-host, Maxi Pad Holiday. He dropped off, but I'm sure he'll be right back on. There was just some absolutely craziness coming from his end with looping, and man, I don't even know what to call it. It was very entertaining there for about a good minute, though. I did have a very, very good laugh. Either or. Episode 45, Late Night Labor Day Spectacular, and we are here, bitches. We are here. Episode 45, man. You know, I mean, that's only since we started naming these episodes. Episode 1, Episode 2, and Episode 3, and all that good stuff, because we've got like a billion episodes out there, but it's pretty cool and pretty remarkable since we've started this little Hot Pod venture in shindig. That we're on episode 45 already. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So yes, epic weekend of epic proportions. I'm sure Max had an epic weekend of his as well. I did another triple shot. I'm gonna let it simmer because this was a good one. I'm gonna let it simmer. And actually, we have MaxiPad back here.
You know, I Blog Talk Radio. Good job, not good enough. That's what I'm chalking that up to. Good job, but not good enough.
Obviously not. That was crazy.
It was absolutely insane. It was looping, and then it was copying and looping again and copying and looping. I couldn't handle it.
Me neither. It was absolutely mind-blowing. I was like, I was. It was awesome and in a way, and then the same way, I was just like, wait a minute. Is this ever going to stop, or is this the whole episode is just going to start looping and pasting and copying and, you know?
Right? Okay, sorry.
Very weird.
Anyone that may be listening, I'm really sorry about that one. That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, so do we start over, or did you win? What'd you do?
You can start off with your hashtag Fappage, if you will.
Okay, I'm gonna jump out the window.
I see him from here.
Oh my God.
like the eye in the sky. Trapping on you.
And that is graceful.
And grandful.
Oh, my arms are tired because I've just flapped my way into the Icon Studio. For those of you that do not know, I am Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy.
But he could be.
Holiday. And as every Monday night, you can tell I am not alone. Once again, I am... Oh, I'm in charge of doing this, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah. I am not... Okay, so, yeah, I'm joined by this guy right here. Son of a bitch, where'd he go?
And back, Maxi Pad.
Oh my!
Is the super banana coming through? Would not want to hit you with it.
Yeah, please watch the peel.
You might want to feel. Holler at your boy. I am Super Santana. Hit the bitches! Already stated, episode 45. Late night Labor Day spectacular.
Whoop whoop.
45 episodes into the Hot Pod.
Well, yes, into the podcast known as the Hot Pod.
Yeah, yeah. But as I was explaining earlier, there's a billion episodes out there, but
yeah.
As far as the Hot Pod goes,
yeah.
45.
For sure. Go back and check them all out. There's some good stuff. Some good stuff. And we've got strippers, we've got cam girls, we've got one man bands, we've got wrestlers, we've got directors, we've got actors, we've got self pleasurers, we've got Radas, and that's all in just one episode.
And Carsalls too.
Oh God, I forgot about Carsall. But 2015 is a new kind of year for us though.
Hashtag Robert Freed 2015.
Hashtag Robert Freed
2015.
Hashtag Robert Freed 2015.
Yeah, we're going Robert Freed in 2015.
And apparently, it's been successful thus far.
Yeah, yeah, it has been. Apparently, we're not the only ones that are going Robert Freed in 2015. There are others.
That's true. That's true.
And
It's unfortunate, but true.
Yeah, it is. Ooh, that looks like... Yeah, it looks like Tristan Hayes. That's not him, though. Okay. So, we have a... I have stuff falling. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was one of epic proportions.
Epic proportions?
Epic proportions.
All right.
I had a chance to do a triple shot.
Oh, wait. You had a chance to do a triple shot.
Oh, I did. I did the triple shot.
Oh, you did do the triple shot. Okay.
Yeah, it was against this guy named Super Porky.
Oh, are you for real?
I'm serious.
Super Porky? Is that the Japanese
Super Porky?
Dude?
No. He was Mexican.
Okay. He's obviously
It wasn't that super. It wasn't super bad, but he was definitely super porky. And he was trying to do some porking in the ring, and I was like, no, none of that, bud. None of that. He, no, it was just really, it was really weird.
One like of those?
Very, very, yeah, like butt grabby and weird. I guess that's how it is, you know, yeah. In Mexico. Like, that's okay.
They're butt grabby.
Yeah, I guess it's cool, man. It's not cool with me.
No, no.
Cool, you know, grabbing butt. Either or, super porky all 3 days.
All and three? I
yeah.
Jeez, wow.
I did a little tour before he went back to Mexico. He was like, I want super bad. I was like, hey, you got it, man. So that was my weekend. Super
Daddy.
Porky. You know. So, you know, super porky. Well, how was your weekend?
Oh, mine was trippy, if you will. I went to the land of...
The Lost?
Purple and Yellow Fields. I don't know. Is that how that song goes?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got the hookup from the homie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I had seen that. I was kind of interested in myself, and I was like, you know what? I've been to Mushroom Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Once or twice, but who's counting?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
yeah.
It was Saturday night, 10 o'clock. We took off, me and old Dravy Baby. And you was until I don't know when. That the world came back to normal, something like that. But anyways, that was my Saturday. Sunday was recouped, and today I did the old Labor Day gimmick with the family.
Was it a good time? Was it a good time?
Oh, yeah. Saturday?
Going to Mushroom Mountain. Once or twice, but who's counting?
Yeah, it was a lot like that. You can only make so many preparations. At the end of the day, though, you still need a babysitter. That's all I want to say. At the end of the day, 10 o'clock by... 10, was it 10? Yeah, 10:03 to be exact. 10:15, Drake was having a cigarette outside, and he goes, "Oh, it's never happened this quick." I go, "What's happening?" He goes, "It's happening." And between 1 and 2,
never happened this quick.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
It was some insane stuff. It was a long night. I'll say that much. We learned 3 things. Draven loves his fiance, we're best friends, and we are too old for this shit.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, it's funny thing is, you know, what I've always remembered, you know, with that stuff is like, you know, it goes like so up and down. Like, wait a minute, you're just on top of the world, you know, like fucking, you could be fucking Rocky from dun, 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 dun. And the next minute you're like, man, I should be doing something right now. Like, I should be working out. My muscles bigger, you know. Feeling all guilty and shit, you know. Like, man, I could be at home learning the guitar right now, you know. Like,
dude, I was at one point I was pacing, and I was sweating so profusely, and I just all I remember was pacing and whipping my hair back, going, I'm supposed to be wrestling right now. Dude, it feels like I'm about to walk through the fucking curtain.
Was the hair flying up and everything?
Oh, my God, dude. It was ridiculous. And, you know, once I got a grasp on reality, Draven lost it. So, like I said, the lessons that we learned, Draven loves his fiance, we're best friends, and we're too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Unless you have a babysitter, then, well, you know, maybe, but we're too old for this shit. That's just all there is to it.
Right.
So, I mean, other than that, though, you know, Weekend's been pretty good.
You know what? That sounded like a better Weekend than I had with Super Porky, so.
Well, I don't know, man. That Super Porky Weekend sounds pretty phenomenal.
I mean, it was, but.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't, you know, involved with Draven and all that.
It's okay.
At least these guys didn't get set up with the. You know what I mean? A lot of people getting set up these days.
Oh no setups! Jesus Christ, that would have been horrible. You know, the best part was I had actually thought about, well, we should probably go out. Let's like, you know, go for a walk, hit town. Oh, that would have been a bad idea.
Oh yeah, especially if I mean, walking is one thing, but yeah, definitely don't want to get behind the wheel.
Oh, no. Well, you know, Draven lives out on an island. Well, it's more of a peninsula, but, you know, he lives out in Tucky, Indiana. And it's all foresty through there, you know, just nothing but trees and fields. So I was like, we should just go for a walk,
creepy,
right? I don't think we would have ever made it back home. I don't think we'd have ever made it back alive, to tell you the truth. All of a sudden, we've been fighting wild bears and dire wolves in the rainforest, and all we'd have done was walk to Cedar Lake.
Good old Cedar Lake.
Oh yeah. You got any angry rants for us tonight?
I do.
Awesome.
Pretty angry.
Any teasers for it?
Well, let's just say, yeah, well, let's just say to all the valets out there, they might not be too happy with me after they hear this one.
Whoa, you're going after the valets?
All the valets out there, not be happy with me after you hear this rant. There's a little teaser.
Oh, Jesus, that's going to be a tonight in Angry Rants.
Oh, my
Angry
God.
Mexican
rants. It's going to be sick.
That's awesome. Well, I also have a nice bit of kayfabe news for everybody. Top three headlines.
Bizzle my nizzle.
Yep. Top three headlines sent to us every week. This week, Total Divas 2K16 video game expected to sell poorly. Sting sues Undertaker for haircut infringement. And in our main event, WWE preemptively removes all inductees from the Hall of Fame just in case.
Come on.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
All that and more tonight in Kayfabe News. You know,
Yes, sir. That's going to be good. That sounds like a really good lineup for Fizzle My Nizzle tonight. I mean, doesn't sound like it gets better than that.
I myself, speaking of lineups, I'm working on a pretty good lineup, hopefully, to take us out of the year. We're going to bring some guests back on. It just won't be me and you or me, you, and Draven. Hopefully, we'll get a bunch of guests through here through the next couple months. And have some fun here on the Hop Pod. And hopefully before the end of the year, the website will get up. If not, just call me a liar.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you can always go to anarchypro.com because, man, that website is on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been watching it all week, waiting for it to get updated with my pretty mug.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Face the company, and I just thought it'd be almost.
Did you see your little trading card there?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That was pretty cool. That was pretty freaking cool.
Trading cards coming soon.
Yeah, Anarchy Pro, go to it right now. I've just gone over to anarchypro.com, and let me tell you, it looks pretty stellar. A lot of my face is all over this. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know, the great thing about it is, you know, it's you can honestly not see. You can honestly not find another website whatsoever. Like Anarchy's, everything, you know, and I'm not trying to down the other feds or anything like that, but, you know, I'd say our biggest competition out here, I just never really been to their website. so I, you know, happened to just glance across it, you know, the other day. My biggest competition down this way.
Yeah.
That basically runs the same dates as me and...
Oh, are you talking about your new competition?
Oh, no, no. They've been my competition for a while now. You know, I mean, you know, they're basically running the same days as me all the time, you know, and they've been around for a while, and they're bringing in stars, and it's competition, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's competition, yeah. Either or, I went to their website.
It's so vague because everybody brings in stars. Hold on. I'm going to know who you're talking about in a minute. If this place does not have a website.
Oh, fuck it, man. I don't give a shit.
Uh-oh.
Say, for example.
Okay.
For example, and I have nothing against this place whatsoever. I actually just complimented them saying that, you know, they're established, great fed, and, you know, they're, you know, bringing in stars, drawing numbers. They're one of my biggest competitions. You know, they really are. And Blitz Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Blitz, whatever, however
oh,
it goes. Whichever way you go, you know, I'm not trying to down them or anything. I was just expecting so much more when I went to the website.
No, I agree.
All you can do is buy tickets to the next event. Like I said, you can see the flyer, buy tickets to the next event. Really, that's really about it. And I'm not downing them, and I'm just saying that I was expecting one of my biggest competitions to go to their website and kind of get some ideas about, you know, what can I do better or what? And I'm just like, where am I at? Is this just like a, what is this? Is this just an event buy tickets page? Where's the actual website? No, that was the actual website. So like I said, not downing them or anything like that. It was just, I was very kind of confused, you know? So, and I went to quite a couple of other different websites, and they're very basic, and they're, you know, it's very, hey, you know, I'm going to go make a website myself from the tutorial one that's free or, you know, only makes me pay $20 a fucking year or whatever, you know, PCW. And, you know, I don't know. I just think there should be much more, you know, than just the average, hey, here's a picture of our roster and here's our next show and you can buy tickets here and... You know, there's just, you know, there's just so much more. You can go to Anarchy Pro's website. You can get full-on details with pictures, damn near play-by-play, you know, of what happened during the show. The past three, I think you could get the past, like, three shows detailed results. Besides getting the detailed results, you got the roster page, which you can actually click into the picture and get a more in-depth description of your superstar, where they're from, their, you know, their quotes, all that shit, you know, you can see that on there. If you click into the pictures, you can also, there's a complete section where you can actually view live on our webpage. You don't got to go to YouTube or anything. It'll actually click a little viewer for there for the internet beatdowns, which you can literally check every internet beatdown on anarchypro.com. You can also get information about our school. You can get information about anything Anarchy Pro. Honestly, the only thing you probably can't do is buy tickets online. And honestly, I've gotten out of that field. You know, honestly, I was doing it for a long time with Ticket Leap and all this stuff. And let's just put it like this way. It was just more of a pain in the fucking ass than anything. I'll tell you what, you want to see an Anarchy Pro show, come down to the show, pay your $10. It's probably the cheapest ticket in town. Pay your $10, $5 for kids, and get yourself a front row seat. It's that simple. You don't need to go onto the website. Go onto the website for information, for action, for awesome shit. Not just, hey, let me go on here and buy, you know, super expensive ticket. You know, no, it's nothing like that. So I got to say, honestly, truly, without blabbing and, you know, toot my own horn. Well, I'm not going to toot my own horn because, you know, I didn't make the website. You know, I got to give special props out to my web design maker. I'm not going to give out his name because, you know, keeping him to myself, but he knows who he is. The boys know who he is. Anarchy Pro knows who he is. So if you're listening out there, brother, great job. It looks awesome. Not only is he, you know, kicking ass on there, but, I mean, as of late, he's been really doing some damage on Twitter, hitting some hardcore, you know, hardcore fans on Facebook. He's been putting us all over. And honestly, I got to say, great job. Our social media right now is through the roof. Our response is through the roof. Anarchy Pro TV is awesome. I really gotta say, you know, we're really doing a great job as far as media wise goes.
I would agree.
Social media.
I would definitely agree with you there. I have to say that the website is phenomenal. I've never. Do you not have headphones on? What's the deal? Why am I getting feedback?
Oh, no, I don't have my headphones on. I'm actually, you're giving me some pretty bad feedback. I could turn it off.
No, I just have a little bit. I hear myself. Okay. Are you periscoping?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You still hearing it?
No. The Anarchy Pro website is actually, I enjoy the Anarchy Pro website, checking it out. It's better than anybody else's website that I've been to. I've never liked Blitz's website. It's just there so you can buy stuff online. Actually, I just went and looked at it while you were talking. They added the feature of looking at past flyers or posters, as they put it. So that's cool. Whatever. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You can do
look at old flyers.
Yeah, no, I do too. And you can do that on Anarchy Pro's website as well. I'm just saying never liked their website. I expected more out of this too, but it's all right.
Like I said, it's no disrespect to them whatsoever. It's just just something, you know, if you went to WWE's website and, you know, TNA's was better, you'd be like, what the fuck?
That's the truth. I don't even go to their websites. I stopped paying attention to their websites. But anyways, with that being said, it's time we take a little break before we get into the rest of this show, whatever we have going on. I guess I'm in charge of everything, huh?
Yeah. While we're on break, I'm going to try to get this issue resolved, if you will.
All right.
It's pissed me off.
All right. Well, it is, as you said, it's easy as 1, 2, 3, ABC. Check out the Anarchy Pro website, and we'll be back after this.
Team 46.
You could be playing bingo. Instead, you're listening to the Hot Pods on HPN 24/7.
Easy as 1, 2, 3. Savage Will Moore, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
I'm back, Jack. In case you didn't notice. Because I'm sure we all know that Max Holiday doesn't hit the quan. I definitely played that one. It was a little something that I snuck in there. What do you think, Maxi Pad? Should I play one more?
Yeah, if you want to.
Why
I
didn't not? Have
a mouth. I was eating a cookie.
Oh, okay. You get a mouthful. Oh, we'll play one
hey,
more.
What?
And then, what? Looks like we have a special guest here, and we'll bring them in.
In studio?
Draven. On the line.
Oh, on the line. Yeah, no, I don't know who that is.
Oh, I don't know either. We'll screen him afterwards. Either or. Let's play one more, and we'll get back to it. Here's one of my favorites. Foster Timms, Moonsick.
Moonsick, I'll always be. Sunshine, don't do it for me. When it gets dark, I get that spark. I get that itch. I'm
oh. when you're moon-sick.
Yeah. Foster Tim's, bitches.
Yeah,
moon-sick. You can get that on iTunes. Long Shot is the name of the album. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, I've never heard there's more to that than just that one song.
Oh man, yeah, Foster Tim's. It's actually pretty damn good. I'm interested in buying the whole album. It's pretty good. But Moonsick is definitely one of my favorites ever.
Have you gotten more than Moonsick?
No, but I will be purchasing more because I got a chance to hear some of it from one of my buddies. He actually likes Foster Tim's. I didn't think anybody else heard of him besides us.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute,
pretty
dude.
Popular.
Sign.
So,
Sign.
We're going to be playing some more.
Sign. Man, dude, you haven't tried out the new Apple Music yet?
Apple Music?
Yeah. They're giving a fucking free 3-month trial away.
No, what is this?
This is going to be amazing. Apple Music is pretty much, you can look up anybody, any album, and add it to your library. Right now, it's completely free. That will be a monthly subscription after the 3 months. I don't know. I forget what it is. It might be like $14. But this, my friend, is way better than Pandora. You can look up anything. I just looked up Foster Tim's on Apple Music, Long Shot. We can listen to anything on his album, Long Shot.
Really?
Actually, we could listen to the track title, Long Shot.
Really?
The city's alive tonight. Crowded streets and party lights. But I got too drunk too early once again.
I told you, this guy's great.
Oh, man, yeah. You got to check it out. You have your iPhone. Just go to Apple Music. Sign up for the 3-month subscription. Of course, just like the Smule, you have to go in and cancel that sumbitch. But I'm about a month and a half into it. I love it, man. I've got
really
stuff, everything from Aerosmith to Run DMC. It runs the gambit. Now it uses some memory, but it runs the gambit.
Well, you know, I'm an avid. I'm an avid Pandora listener, so I'm definitely going to try this Apple Music.
Well, how avid of a Pandora listener are you? Because, I mean, I actually get Pandora 1. That's how avid of a listener I am.
Oh, no. I don't do all that.
Yeah.
I just listen to it. I just click it in. I listen to it. My my favorite station, believe it or not, is the Beach Boys.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have a plethora of good stations on there, you know, ranging from Weezer to the Beach Boys to the 90s hip hop, you know, to 80s rock. You know, I mean, I've got it all on there. I've got it all on there. And the Beach Boys seems to be my most played and my most favorite. And the funny thing is they do play some Beach Boys stuff, but they play so much more. A lot of Frank Sinatra for some reason, which you don't really, kind of put them in the same ballpark. But I think what happened was some Frank Sinatra came on and I gave it a thumbs up. So they just kind of kept throwing Sinatra shit at me. And thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, you know.
No.
You know, that happened. But that, you know, also they play a lot of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, one of my personal favorites. And, you know. Just in case, do you happen to know about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Do I know about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons? Son, let me tell you about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It was a dark night. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, that was the Beach Boys, but... Yeah, either or.
I was
in the Four Seasons. One of my favorite old school bands, and they've played. You know, a lot of people don't know. You know, they play so many great songs from back in the day. From, Working My Way Back to You. excuse me, Begging, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, one of my personal favorites, and of course, Sherry, Baby, they did it all, but one of my personal favorites, don't ask me why, I just really get into it when it comes on, the beginning beats just really... Don't ask me why. Maybe this is why I walk like a man. Yeah, so that's what I'll be listening to.
That's
cruising.
Awesome.
That's why probably a lot of the times I actually have my windows closed when I'm cruising because, you know, can't pull up in the hood listening to walk
along,
like a man.
Sherry, baby.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah. Ragdoll. Ragdoll was one of my favorites from... Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You remember that one?
He must have found music.
Come on, you remember. So, yeah, this is why I got my windows rolled up. Because otherwise people will hear me like... you don't want to catch me in the middle of one of my solos.
That'd be amazing.
That's the Beat Boys. Get it if you're on Pandora and you're a listener of the Hot Pod. Get your ass on to the Beach Boys station. I don't give a fuck if you're sitting here calling me a pansy or if you're like, oh man, fucking super bad listening to the Beach Boys. Suck a nut. And put it on your shit because you know you're listening to it too.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Beach Boys, man. I get good vibrations when I listen to the Beach Boys, man.
Yeah, you know what? I love the Beach Boys, and I think one of my favorites is Kokomo.
Really?
Kokomo. Or, that's a good one.
I'm saying I get good vibrations when I listen to the Beach Boys.
Vibrations, she's digging up vibrations. I'm fucking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
Yeah.
Our next caller. Loves good vibrations.
He loves Kokomo too.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. I've got this feeling. It's so appealing. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Banana phone.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Did you miss me?
Percy?
Yes. Did you miss me?
Oof. My next guest was going to be Paul Bearer, and I was about to say, how the fuck?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, did Paul Bearer all of a sudden take over your soul?
Did you miss me? I'm back.
Of course we missed you, Percy. Where have you been,
Thank
my
you.
Friend?
And you're now doing this and that and taking care of some business.
Getting the girls?
I always take care of business with the girls.
Of course.
Do you take care of business in the Kokomo?
In a flat?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know, baby.
I love Kokomo.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Beach Boys are great. The Beach Boys are great.
So
can't
Percy,
argue with you
they are. You're fucking right they are.
Fucking right. The Beach Boys.
Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we got a show to do here, guys. Come on now.
Dirty Rotten Snake.
I know that's not what they say, but
it always sounded like that. Like, I'm all the ring, you dirty rotten snake.
John Stamos was with the Beach Boys for a little while.
You toured with them for a little bit?
No, John Stamos was just with them on Full House. That's
no, he
true.
Was also with them. Also, I heard he went on tour with them.
No, he probably did. I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
John Stamos probably brought all the bitches for the Beach Boys.
He was the one checking IDs.
The only
He's
man.
Like, I'm Jesse, bitches. You got to get through me to get to them.
That's Stamos.
No. Dude, listen. Here's how that worked, Percy. You've got it a little confused. I'm going to break it down for you. John Stamos was there as Jesse Costopoulos, as Jesse and the Rippers. Singing their smash hit Forever while opening up for the Beach Boys.
Wow. Just seeing the Rippers. I remember that song.
No, it's funny. I always thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, why does Uncle Jesse sing so
horrible? Like, he was supposed to be cool, Jesse and the Rippers, and then you get to him and he's all like, forever.
I mean, the Beach Boys are, you know, they're on this track as well, but...
Yeah.
I was expecting some hard rock.
Yeah.
Not a love ballad backed up by a choir. And why did it take Uncle Jesse having the two twins for us to actually get to see the Rippers? That's another good one.
Man, that's bullshit.
Now, will we get to see the Rippers in Fuller House? Or are we going to get just, you know, like the band broke up type of shit? No longer together, and Uncle Jesse's teaching the twins, and the twins are like, you know, the Little Rippers or some shit.
Good question.
I don't know. Anyways, that's enough about that. That's enough
that's
about
true.
That. So,
you know what my favorite Beach Boys song was?
Which one?
Well, besides Kokomo, I think Kokomo was probably on top, but, you know, that's like older Beach Boys. The young Beach Boys.
The ones that were being beat by their father?
Yes. The ones that were getting the shit beat out of them.
Yeah.
I get around. That's right. That's right. Down the same old strip. You got to find a new place where the kids are hip. Yep, that's my shit. That's my shit. My buddies and me are getting real well known.
Whoa. Percy?
Yeah?
You wouldn't happen to karaoke, would you?
Yes, I do. I karaoke.
My God, man. You've been missing the parties then. The after parties of Anarchy Pro, there's karaokeing now. And now you can come out and do the Beach Boys for us.
This is true.
If I had a way to get there, I'd be there, brother.
The bus?
There's no buses that run that late at night.
What about the short bus?
You're very funny tonight, Santana.
Holy fuck, that was the one. Oh,
Bazinga.
My God. Oh, my God. Where's the fan? Oh. And I'm back. Whew. All right. God bless America. Angry rants. Can we do our rants? And we'll get into some kayfabe.
Damn right.
I can shut this off because I don't have to do your music. All right. Awesome.
Yeah. I got this. I got this. All day.
He's got it. Here we go.
All right, fuck it. It's Monday night. It's the motherfucking Hot Pod. It's 10:26 at motherfucking night. I'm angry and hysterically laughing at the motherfucking same time at this fucking topic. So it's time for the angry Mexican. Yeah. All right. So I got whim. So there's this valet out there.
Uh-oh.
That says she's right around the corner from being a veteran. What? Veteran of what? Walking people into the ring? You silly bitch! What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? If you really think that you're a fucking veteran because you fucking walk people to the ring, you're a fucking schmuck and you deserve to be thunderstruck. My fucking God, man. My fucking God. Oh, my God. This just angers me. All the shit I fucking went through, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the fucking tables and fucking chairs and the fucking power bombs and the fucking, you fucking 300 fucking pound fucking frog splashes. All the fucking shit that's happened to me through my fucking career. And this fucking bitch is going to be like, she's almost a veteran. Fuck off.
She must be a veteran at sucking dick.
Thank you.
It wouldn't now, happen to be a valet that if on the verge of veteran status took their first bump recently?
I don't know. She's always bitching about her fucking back. I don't fucking know if she's ever taken a bump in her life. Either or, fucking ridiculous. What's your opinion out there, ladies and gentlemen? If you're listening, call in. 347-677-1767. Let us know. Even if you're a valet and you want to call in and be like, fuck you, Starks. And I'm going to be like, no, fuck you. Okay? Call in. Let's hear it. 347-677-1767 on your telephone dial. And I want to know what your opinion is, whether you think a valet should get the veteran status.
Well, you know,
do you think they should? Because I don't fucking think so. I don't fucking think you fucking don't do shit, but fucking, and I'm not trying to be fucking mean or nothing like that. I'm really not. But you know, it kind of, and it's like I was, you know, I go to these fucking shows, okay, and then you got the fucking valets. They ain't got nothing to do with fucking shit, and they take up the most fucking space in the goddamn fucking locker room with their big-ass fucking mirrors and all this shit so they could go out there for 5 fucking minutes. What the fuck? Fuck off. Sorry.
No, that's cool. Get it out.
So either or, really, valet, what's your opinion? You think valet should get the veteran status?
Do managers get the veteran status?
No.
Because aren't managers and valets the same thing?
Technically, no. Managers take bumps and shit like that. Well, managers are sometimes in matches. You rarely see valets unless they're, you know, actually, you know, you know, managers, in my opinion, managers, when they start to train, go through the same training as wrestlers.
Shouldn't valets go through the same training as wrestlers?
No. I mean, think about it.
Okay, let me know.
Think about it. Fucking guys are just pulling fucking... Hey, you look good in that skirt. I'm going to... Yeah, you look good in that skirt, so yeah. How about you walk me out to the ring? Okay. Then they get all used to fucking walking people out to the fucking ring like they're fucking special or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you see, you know, they get all fucking old and shit and then fucking, you know, fucking you see them like fucking 20 years later taking fucking promo pictures with their old wrestler like, me and him used to be, I used to be his valet. Like, fuck off.
There's titties fluffing everywhere and everything and shit like that.
Yeah, like, nobody gave a shit then. Nobody gives a shit now. They cared about the wrestler that actually did shit. Half the valets I see out there these days don't do shit. They just stand there. Thinking that they got fucking short skirts and fucking pretty fucking makeup and all this shit that fucking that's going to fucking do everything for them. I've had quite a couple of valets in fucking Anarchy and fucking, yeah, they were very fucking hot. Very fucking hot, but didn't do a goddamn fucking thing when they were fucking ringside. And what makes you fucking, even if you think you're going to be fucking veteran stats, what makes you think you're even fucking good at what the fuck you do?
True story. We do have a caller on the line, though.
Oh, goody. goody. And I hope it's a valet ready to tear my ass apart. Right. Caller, you are live. I'm the Hot Pod. Word to your mother. Father.
Buddy. Oh.
You didn't unmute
him.
Hey.
Robert,
this isn't a valet, is it?
No, it's Robert Hall.
No, I know you were hoping for eye candy. I'm sorry I have to let you down, buddy.
That's okay.
Awesome.
What's your opinion, Mr. Hall?
So, suddenly, walking that aisle about 1,000 times or less makes you a veteran. A veteran of what? Doing your little model walk and then waving, getting your picture taken. Hey, look at me. I'm cute. No.
Man, that sounded about as frustrated as my mind. Jesus.
No,
hey, look
ain't done
me,
shit.
I'm cute. It's true. That's the shitty part about it.
And
I hate to be a dick about it all because, you know, you got your valets out there and whatever, and, you know, you obviously need fucking ass out there to fucking draw on the fucking, you know, younger drunk fucking dudes that want to come and fucking get drunk and see ass and all that shit. But honestly, what the fucking point? And managers, there's point behind managers. They're mouthpieces. They help you cheat. They help do shit like that. You know, fucking, like valets, hey, let me walk you out and look hot. Or at least try to. And, you lost. Oh, man. Oh. Or, you know, like, I don't know. I just, I was watching, you know, I was, you know, at a show, you know, with, like, I think it was like a month ago or two. I forget what it was. But there was a valet out there with one of the guys, and, you know, I'm just sitting there, like, looking at her, like, man, she does not belong out there, first of all. Because, first of all, she wasn't hot. You know, I think it was this dude that just made his girlfriend his fucking valet and shit. She wasn't hot. She looked horrible, you know. And I'm just sitting there, like, oh, she had this horrible fucking dress on, way too much makeup caked on. And she took up fucking a corner of the fucking locker room that, what the fucking, there was a fan there. She put her fucking, took up half the fucking table with her fucking big ass fucking ridiculous oversized fucking mirror that looked like a fucking magnifying fucking glass on one side. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you know, I'm not even joking. It was fucking ridiculous. Had her shit all fucking spread out and shit like, damn, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this big-ass segment? Nah, I'm just walking him out to the ring. Oh. So you need all this shit to walk somebody out the fucking ring? Fucking ridiculous. Fuck that. That's why you don't really see valets at fucking anarchy. I think it's fucking silly.
All right. So, oh, yeah.
You made a good point.
There's my rant. I think it went extended this fucking show.
A little bit. It's all right, though.
So let's fizzle my nizzle, man. I've been waiting for this.
Fizzle my nizzle. On to the next one. Kayfabe News. Courtesy of our friends over at kayfabenews.com, send us their top three headlines each and every week, and we give them to you here on the Hot Pod. Tonight, our curtain jerk. Total Divas 2K16 video game expected to sell poorly. Total Divas 2K16, an upcoming video game featuring the caddy, squabbles, and shopping expeditions of WWE's female rosters, expected by industry experts to sell sluggishly when it is released next month. Early reviews of the game criticize its vaped storylines, ham-fisted controls, and predictable story mode, which largely consists of Natalie snuggling a cat while arguing with husband Tyson. Based on the popular reality TV show by the same name, the Total Divas game will allow players to control their favorite diva, from the Bella Twins to Paige to that one with bright red hair. You know, what's her name? Reddy McHairchick? The game features a number of playable scenarios, including drive around with a bored-looking John Cena mode, breast augmentation challenge, vanquish Daniel Bryan's credibility mode, Brie mode, JoJo toss. The game, which will feature no actual in-ring action but plenty of name-calling at the salon, is rated M for moronic. Coming in at our mid-card on Kayfabe News, Sting sues The Undertaker for haircut infringement. The much-anticipated showdown between The Undertaker and Sting is finally going to happen, but in a courtroom rather than a wrestling ring, due to allegations that The Undertaker has committed haircut infringement. Sting filed papers in Death Valley courtroom today, alleging that The Undertaker has willingly and deliberately stolen a trademark hairdo and demanding $4 million to cover damages and Rogaine expenses. The haircut is described in the lawsuit as a wispy, receding helmet, neither short nor long, dyed dark brown to hide the graying that accompanies advancing age. The Undertaker began using the haircut in the past year after widespread criticism of Gua, previous awkward mohawk, which became known as the pizza slice. Sting, on the other hand, has himself been the target of copyright infringement lawsuits, having been taken to court by the creators of the Crow franchise. According to most legal scholars, the most expedient way to settle the dispute would be with an out-of-control settlement followed by a hair-versus-hair match at WrestleMania. Our main event for Kayfabe News, WWE preemptively removes all inductees from the Hall of Fame. Hashtag just in case. Amid mounting scandals surrounding the former stars of professional wrestling, World Wrestling Entertainment announced today that, as a precautionary measure, all past inductees will henceforth be removed from the company's vaunted Hall of Fame. The announcement comes on the heels of news that yet another Hall of Famer, name omitted, will be erased from the WWE history because he allegedly deed omitted. The removal of inductees from the Hall of Fame began after former Real American Hero, name omitted, was recorded making unintelligible comments about non-racially specific people, preemptively avoiding scandal by removing all Hall of Fame inductees, is being criticized by some fans and pundits as excessively cautious. But considering that one current Hall of Famer will likely bring about the apocalypse, he becomes president of the United States, if he becomes president of the United States, hint, it's not Coco Beware. The unindictionists seem generally reasonable.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is our kayfabe news for tonight. So, the pro wrestler that becomes president will ultimately cause the apocalypse. You heard it right there inside of Kayfabe News.
Sweet.
The question is, which superstar will it be?
Very true. Which one will it be?
I don't know. Which one will it be?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know who it is.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you're talking like that. That's weird.
I don't know why either.
Today I saw in the news, I read, if we remember correctly, depending on your belief and depending on how you refer to this person, the Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, this person's life is about to change because it looks as if you remember correctly, before she left, before he became she, he was in a car accident that ended up killing a woman. And now she is going to be, it looks like she's going to be, oh crap. Vehicular manslaughter, charged with vehicular manslaughter. And could possibly be looking at 1 year in jail.
Vehicular?
Yes, vehicular manslaughter.
Interesting.
Yeah, I read that today. I was like, oh, that's not going to be any fun. So what do they do then? Do they send her to the women's jail, or they send her to the male jail?
That's a good question. That's a good one. I don't even know. Because, I mean, either or.
I still thought that was not funny when they actually brought that up on ManCow a couple of weeks ago.
If she goes to jail, which one she goes to?
No. Why is Caitlyn going to be in trouble? That was Bruce. Caitlyn didn't do anything.
Oh. Well, apparently, well, it's the same person. Same person was driving. So just because they've changed their identity, doesn't make you know, they're still responsible for their actions. And you know, the judge apparently believes that he should be charged with vehicular manslaughter, or she should be charged with vehicular manslaughter. So that sucks for them.
I would like to add a quick prank in here really quick. Actually, you know, I mean, if we don't do our own pranks, I'd like to add one prank a show in. Here's a really good one I found online, if you don't mind. It'll only take a couple minutes.
Thought we
here
were making
No, I wish.
Did that? What happened? Did that conversation just kind of... Is that what happened to me?
Pretty much.
Hello?
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 Can I speak with Shante?
Who's speaking?
This is Tyrone.
Tyrone from who? From where?
What do you mean from where? Like, we're friends.
You and her friend? How you doing, Shante, friend?
Yeah, we've known each other for a little while now.
You want Shante?
Yeah, why you hit me with like 21 questions? Is all what's wrong?
Because that's my motherfucking gal, that's why.
Well, who? Wait, Shantae's your girl?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yo, chill with it, dog. That's my girl. You be fucking around with my girl, Shantae?
I've been fucking with Shantae for 6 years, fam.
Whoa. She did not be telling me about... Oh, is this Joe?
Who the fuck is this?
I think we got a little bit of a problem here, my girl.
Nah, we ain't got no motherfucking problem. Y'all two motherfuckers got the problems.
Nah, pass my girl the phone, dog.
Pass yo, but nigga, this my motherfucking phone. What you mean, pass her the phone?
Hey, yo, stop being a little bitch and pass the phone so I can talk to her right quick.
Where you at? Whoa.
Where you at?
Where the fuck you at?
I'm in my car right now. Where? I'll come to you.
Where your motherfucking car located at?
Now, where you motherfucking located at? I'll come to you, dog. We hash this out right now, one-on-one.
Boy, you get your ass slow as fucking with me, boy.
Boy, I'm going to come over there and take a dump on you. Better chill with that bullshit, all right?
You're going to fix your stutter and bother real tough. Hey. You know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
I'm going to help you out. You can have a motherfucking ass real tough.
Nah.
Real shit.
Nah, dog. You take her. I ain't going to deal with that bullshit, dog. You take her.
How you get my fuck?
So you and Chantel been together for that long?
Yeah, for 6 motherfucking years.
Her damn. I'm upset, dog.
Y'all chill together and all that shit?
I mean, we kick it once in a while, right? I took her to a lunchtime buffet the other week.
Oh, okay, that's a bit. How you know about me, though?
I mean, she told me about you, right? But, like, honestly, I kept you on the phone as do not answer, but I accidentally called you by accident.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, I'm going to hit you right back. We going to chop it up, bro.
Wait. Hold on, dog. I got to tell you something, all
right? What's
up? Are you going to go talk to Shantae? What you going to tell her?
I ain't going to tell her shit.
Oh, you going to keep on the dark and do, like, that undercover shit, though?
Man, I'm a play-ass nigga. She want to step out like that, guess what? She just X'd herself out completely. Real talk.
Oh.
I ain't got to do no arguing. I ain't got to get on her ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got to bust your ass. I'm good.
Killing it, dog. Killing it. But I know we argued and stuff, and we, like, threatened each other and talked about fighting and stuff, but I'm thinking now we can just be good and hug it out. How you feel about it?
All that shit I ain't worried about, because can't you or nobody you fucking know fuck with me? And she know that. I don't even know why she put you in these shoes.
Man, I'm about to come over there and embrace the fuck out of you, dog. You better chill with that shit.
Boy, you ain't finna do shit.
I'm going to embrace your motherfucking ass. I'm going to squeeze the shit out you.
You ain't gonna do shit to leave in the motherfucking body bag. Boy, shut your ass up.
I'm gonna kiss your motherfucking ass on the cheek, dog, and show you mad affection.
Yeah, get off my motherfucking phone.
Hey, yo, real talk, man. I'm just playing with you, man. I don't even know Shante. I can't be fucking with you that long.
Who is you?
Yo. Hey, listen, I know you might hate me right now, but on the bright side, I'm completely 100% joking.
Who the fuck is you?
Hey, your younger brother posted a little request for me to do a little prank on you. My name is Russell. I have a channel on YouTube called Onage Pranks.
Say, I'm telling you, somebody got to take this ass whooping. You ain't here. I know where she at.
Hey, yo,
my brother, stay with me. Somebody get fucked up behind this.
Hey.
I know y'all are mad curious about what happens next.
Oh, yeah, so
awesome.
I thought that was good. I had to share with everybody.
It's awesome. It's good. That's good shit right there. That was good shit. This is good shit, too, though.
He said somebody's getting his ass whooping.
Somebody's got to get this ass whooping.
Gene 46.
You could be playing bingo. Instead, you're listening to the Hot Pods on HPN 24/7.
Bingo. That's awesome.
It's good shit, I thought.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yay. I don't know.
So yeah, I figured if we don't do our own pranks, which you know we will throw those in there here and there, with our own little pranks. But if we don't, we're gonna play some of these these Ownage pranks. You could actually find them yourselves on YouTube at Ownage Pranks. This guy's awesome. He does multiple voices. He does about maybe like 10 or 12 different voices. It's this one dude, and he's fucking great. He's fucking great. I think I might, if we do the extras, I might play one more for them. But he's absolutely fantastic. You could actually go to ownagepranks.com and request a prank done to one of your friends, you know, which if you got a bunch of information about your friends, you'll blow their fucking mind, you know, which is, it's really, it's, he's hilarious. You could go do so many different voices, down from Indians to Peck, you know, you gotta hear it, man. It's good times. But yeah, like I said, we'll play one of those each show if we don't do our own pranks, and it's good times. If you want to hear some more, you don't feel like waiting until next week, you can go to Ownage Pranks on YouTube.
Well, we have roughly about 5 minutes. Five, 6 minutes left here in the program. Did you want to call somebody and do a prank? Because that'd be great.
Oh, I can always, yeah, for sure. If you got somebody.
If I have somebody. Oh, you got a prank? Let me look to my phone.
Oh, I've always got a prank.
Let me look to my phone. In the meantime, have you seen these hand-free Segways that they're calling hoverboards?
Yes.
$200, huh? What?
$200, that's it, man.
Dude.
For $200, you yourself can hover around and not use your legs.
I am so getting one.
Me too.
So getting one. I'm going to, like, that's how I'm coming to the ring.
I don't know where I'm going to hover my ass too, but.
Well.
I'm going to start getting around hovering.
I really hate the fact that they're calling them hoverboards. They're really not hoverboards.
No. That's true, they don't.
Yeah, they don't hover. I mean, Lexus tried to do the hoverboard, and you can look that up on YouTube. The problem is you have to do it at that park. It's not an actual, you know, you can use it anywhere. You have to do it in a specific park, so it's built for the park. The park specifically built for this hoverboard. But I will settle for the hands-free Segway for $200. You best believe it.
Word.
Coming to the ring on that bad boy. What up?
That's what I'm talking about. I don't, like I said, I don't know where to hover to, but I'd definitely find somewhere to hover. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'd use that at the shoot job. Yeah. Going through the warehouse in that bad boy? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very, very true.
Meg, what are you doing? Meg, psh, not walking. That's what I'm doing. Yes.
Yep, yep.
Anyways,
Dabble.
Ape Sasquatch has been sighted in Maine.
Yeah, I was going to try putting in a number here, but I cannot seem to find our...
It's the phone?
Yeah.
It's right next to... It's underneath the on-air switchboard collar.
I don't got it. Oh, wait a minute. I see it.
See, there you go. Now it may take like 12 minutes to do, but.
Let's see if we get this going.
Oh, here we go. We're going to do a prank phone call, ladies and gentlemen. Hold
we're
on.
We're going to do it live, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We're doing this live. Grab your headphones, throw them in. Get the kids out of here because this could get dirty. Real dirty. Dirty, dirty. Man. Robert Hall, man, I haven't seen you in a while. What was the last show you went to?
It's been quite a while.
What's up with that?
It's been like May.
Jesus,
it's been,
man,
a long time.
Jesus. Here we go. The problem is I've heard this comes up Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
On caller IDs, edit. Come on. I got it.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
Horrible. I hate it when they don't answer.
Ugh. I'll give it one more try with somebody else.
You know what we have to do is we have to call like a restaurant or something and complain about the food we just ordered or call and I don't know. Where do we get these? I'm trying
this
to get
is true. We could start doing this.
Yeah, we could probably plan this out.
We'll have to really get a good battle plan behind this, because really what we've been doing is, you know, pranking. Oh God, this one would be epic if it. Oh my God, this is gonna be epic if it works.
All right.
Oh my God.
Well, we have about 3 minutes. We're gonna try this last prank. If it doesn't work, we'll end the show. We'll go into the DVD extras, and I'll handle it from there. But thank you, though, as he's trying to attempt this. Thank you for listening. Percy, thank you for calling in. Glad to hear that you're back. Robert Hall, glad to hear that you're still alive.
It's great to be alive.
Here we go. Thank you, everyone, for listening, spending the last 90 minutes with us. Trying to attempt a prank call before we go off
your
the air.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
That would have been epic. That's all I got to say. That would have been epic.
Well, Starks,
we're gonna keep at that one for a while, so I'm not gonna reveal it.
Okay. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'd like to say, don't ever die to meet me. Live to love me. #### these nuts. #. If you don't like me, then bitch, I don't like you.
All right. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Thanks, guys, for calling. Until next week. I'm Max Holiday, that's Super Bad Percy, Robert Hall. He's a hot pot, we out of here.
Peace out.
This show is awful, terrible, disgusting.
See you next week.
Bye. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know, I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do the avocado think? Those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague. Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it. Black Betty, bam, bam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam. Black Betty had a child.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quits! Quits!
Boo!
I got the show canceled.
Yay!
Good night.
So long. Oh, no!
Hey, it's Mike. Leave me a message.
Well, I really like this show tonight.
At these prices, who's going to complain?
Watch out!
Oh.
We surrender!
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, too.
You're on.
Hello?
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 Hi, I'm looking for Mike.
May I just call him? This is Mike. Who's this?
This
Robert?
Is Robert. I'm actually an old fan of your, I believe it's The Ropes.
The Ropes? The Turnbuckle
the
Pad?
Ropes. I used to watch you on YouTube. Is this Mike?
This is Mike.
I enjoy your work.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little curious. How did you come across my phone number?
Well, you see, the thing is, I noticed you don't do the YouTube videos anymore. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I am. Yes, I do have a YouTube channel. I have two.
Right.
I have the Turnbuckle Pad, which is the wrestling one.
I used to watch the one with the guy that looked like a little bit of like a little girl. You know what I'm talking about? He had the long hair.
Oh, anyway, there's a couple of those guys on there.
That's true. But he wore eyeliner. I don't remember his name. It was something with a horn.
Alex Thorn.
Yeah, right. Very girly. Eddie Hooser, I really enjoyed your videos, and I was thinking that maybe, you know, I've got this little... It's a wrestling fed, but it's not, like, typical.
Okay.
What we do is... It's a mixture of petroleum jelly and Vaseline with a little bit of red hot pepper. Kind of like a dry rub.
And this is a wrestling fed.
Right. It's women. And...
Is this a prank call?
Excuse me, sir.
Are you prank calling me, dude? I've never heard wrestling described like that before.
No, sir. This is for real. I draw about anywhere from 150 to 250 every show. I know it's nothing huge, but let me tell you.
No, that's pretty good. A lot of places can't even get that much.
And it gets, man, I'll tell you what. We charge $20 a head.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about getting head. I wish. But either or, what I'm saying is we charge $20 a head to get in.
All right.
And honestly, sometimes they bring their own dry rub and they add it into the petroleum jelly mixed with the Vaseline to get their own little flavor. It adds a little bit of flavor. It's kind of our thing. You bring your own dry rub. The girls use it in the petroleum jelly.
Okay.
Would
so what can I do for you, pal?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Well, first of all, do you have your own type of dry rub that you make yourself?
No, I don't.
Dry rub. We all make our own dry rub from scratch.
No, I don't.
Well, that's for... Well,
sorry, man.
Never done anything like that before.
That's no problem.
It's just something that's like a tradition. Either or, I could teach you. Second of all, I want you to do those videos with these girls.
The dry rub videos or the wrestling videos?
No. Well, you can make the video of you making the dry rub, right? And then, you know, actually coming to the venue. And then when you get to the venue, you could show yourself dumping it in and then, you know, rubbing it in. And then you could go up to one of the girls and then, you know, rub it on her. And then you could talk a little bit about what she's going to be doing. Kind of like your old interviews, you know, just off the top of your head, what you like to do. You're experienced with this. I don't want to tell you what you do. I'm just saying you know what you're doing.
You are aware that I'm in Chicago, right?
Except with the dry rub. You don't know what you're doing with the dry rub. I'll teach you. It's no biggie.
So what's the name of your company?
It's DRW. Dry Rub Wrestling.
Really? I'm going to have to look into this a little bit. Do you guys ever come to Chicago do any shows?
Oh, well, this will be our first time, honey. DRW.com, dryrubwrestling.com. We're the only ones out there.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, man.
Like this. You never heard of nothing like this because I tell you, it's something spectacular. We work with another place out of New York. They're called Kaiju. They do this type of Godzilla type of stomping on buildings in the middle of the ring type of Godzilla-like type of thing with wrestling involved, and they wear the costumes. We provide them the dry rub. And now we started our own, except with petroleum jelly, girls getting jellied up with everybody's own ingredient dry rub, and the smell in the place is fantastic. And you can even barbecue afterwards. It's all good.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. If you ever come down to Chicago and do a show, you come look me up, all right?
Well, definitely. I can get a hold of you here.
Yeah, you can reach me here. Yeah, this is my cell.
That's fantastic. And you'll do the interviews while you're doing the dry rub, right?
You know, just for shits and giggles, yeah, why not?
That's right. It's fantastic. Can I hear you? Let me hear you say fantastic then. And you know what? We can do like $40 an hour at least. Can I hear you say fantastic then?
Is this a radio station pranking me, man? Because I swear this sounds like a prank.
No. I got to make sure you're
fantastic, then.
I got to make sure you're... If you can't even give me a fantastic, then how can I pay you $40? Come on.
Fantastic, then.
No. Fantastic, then. Right. You know what? You've got the job. When I'm coming down there in 2 weeks, Mike... You're my man.
You call me when you get down here.
Make sure, okay, what I want you to do beforehand is you need to go onto YouTube and come up with your own dry rub, okay? I want you to surprise me.
All right, I'll work on that. That's a new challenge for me.
You never dry rubbed?
Depends on what term you... No, I'm not when it comes to sports, no. I've rubbed, you know, seasonings on meats before when I was cooking a dinner. Maybe on a female, too, but...
I'm not talking about dry rubbing yourself, bud.
No, I know that. Sorry, you just caught me completely off guard. I wasn't expecting a phone call tonight.
No problem. I know sometimes this is not a typical sport. Never told you right off the bat this isn't typical. But either or, we will pay you. $40 an hour. First of all, just got to make sure you do the dry rub, because I've got to taste the dry rub before I can bring you even into this organization. That's, like I said, it's a tradition. Okay, if the dry rub isn't there, then we can't do nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you, man. Got to have product.
That's what it's all about, baby. It makes the world go round.
All right, cool. Well, when you come down 2 weeks, you give me a call and look me up.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna come down there. You know, we're gonna talk it out. We're gonna, you know, rub it out, the whole nine yards, baby.
All right, cool.
All right.
Man. I'll see you. So, what's your name? What's your name?
Pukalau.
I'm sorry. Dry rub wrestling. From New York.
My name is John Cena.
Poor guy.
Oh my God, that went on forever.
Oh, well, hold on. I can't believe I got him to say fantastic.
I just got a prank call. Someone from New York. I just got a prank call from someone from New York.
Hold on. How did fuck dry rub wrestling? What the fuck kind of shit? How did he not know?
Oh, man. He at one point, he was like, am I getting prank called? Am I getting prank called? Oh, wow. All right. What an exciting show.
Really? I mean, I don't even know where the fuck this was coming from, the whole petroleum jelly and Vaseline mix.
Yeah.
And a little bit of, this shit was just flying off the top of my head. And I'm surprised that he just didn't like, who the fuck even goes, entertains the idea of something like that?
Apparently, Mike. Apparently, Mike.
Oh, well. Well, he said he wanted to be on the show today, so.
Well, there you go. Ta-da. He was on the show. All Yay. Right, well. I guess we'll close it out then.
Yeah, that'll definitely close out the night.
Yeah. Well, another exciting episode of the Hot Pod.
Yeah.
Good episode 45. I guess we'll close it out with The Closer by Foster Thames.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
All right, guys. Till next week. That's Superbad. I'm Max Holiday. And we'll catch you on next Monday.
We out. We out. When the rest won't see the closer.
I can't stay home. I want to come over, but she's not alone. I'm just